Welcome to segment number two of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Carrie Ferrari is our guest, the executive director of C2C. We kind of talked a little bit about you growing up in Mexico and your college days. And, you know, I kind of wanted to find out whenever you got affiliated with the Mexico School District and a little bit about your job there.
Yeah. So while I was at the juvenile court, I was actually approached by Kevin Freeman and Zach Templeton, the previous superintendents, about the possibility of coming to work for the school in the capacity of the director of alternative education. I really appreciated their kind of outside the box thinking, because I hadn't come from the schools as a teacher, how that usually progresses to an administration position. So they sought me out saying, hey, we've heard you are able to connect with kids and make these behavior changes, and we really would like to see those skills kind of brought into this program. So after a lot of consideration, I decided to jump over to Mexico schools, and it was a great experience. I loved working with the kids every day, and we really had a holistic approach to our program there. Started with meeting kids' basic needs, right? Where are we sleeping tonight? Do we have food? Then working on social emotional skills, having those individual check-ins, and making sure kids were ready to learn. You know, kids cannot learn if they're not in the right space physically and mentally. So great experience there. We ended up bringing in the JAG program, which was a federal grant program into the school district, Jobs for America's Graduates. Loved this program, really worked with kids on job skills, employability skills, and getting them ready for that post-secondary opportunities.
I think that's kind of where C2C is going to come in here in Mexico with jobs. It's cradle to career is C2C.
Yes.
So you're actually helping these kids from the very beginning to whenever they go out into the workforce with C2C. Some of your initiatives there, if you will.
Yeah, so as we talked about on your show this week, we had recently received a federal grant for $2.5 million working on full service community schools. That's really going to be pushing more services into the school district. I think this is a great opportunity to provide more supports for both students and for staff. So that program will be hiring a project director, as well as a site coordinator is going to be hired and placed in each school building in the district. And that coordinator will be pushing out the program, working with students, kind of taking down those outside school barriers that we were talking about. So that person will work on those integrated supports, such as social, emotional, physical health, mental health, really acting as a liaison and coordinating between the community and the school. We'll also be pushing out programs for enriched learning time. So that could be before and after school programming, tutoring, mentoring, attendance interventions, and then increasing family and community engagement. We know that research shows the more engaged that our parents are, as well as our community with our students, that they're more successful.
No doubt. I know that C2C is doing a lot with the school district, but they're going to do some with the Mexico community as well.
Absolutely.
I think right now you're just getting started off. Are you currently looking for office space, or how is that all going to go down?
Yeah, so we're doing all those startup things, right? So we are currently looking for office space. We plan to grow, and we're going to grow quite quickly, so we need an office space that can build with us and grow with us. So we're looking for those opportunities, you know, doing simple startup things like website and logos and all of those kind of things, and looking at more grant opportunities. And then really those next steps are those community conversations and getting the community involved on what does the community want to work on, right? And where do we go from here? We're going to lead some community conversations But that's for us to facilitate, but really for the community to really have a voice in what we're doing and decide what we want to work on first.
I'm interested to see how those community conversations come about. What type of forum do you have? Do you have a community forum at a certain place, or how does that look?
Yeah, so right now I'm having a lot of one-on-one conversations with community members, community leaders. I'm calling those cups of coffee. But really the next step is creating leadership tables. And we'll have several of those conversations. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm always hearing from people about who else I need to talk to and gathering all the right people at the table. And then we need to look around the table and say, who are we missing at the table? Because it's really important that we have a diverse table and everyone's represented.
All voices heard, for sure. Let's take our second break and we'll come back and we'll talk some more. We're with Carrie Ferrari, the Executive Director of C2C this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.